Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network, connecting the circuitry of humanity. To be alerted of new episodes moments before we go on the air, be sure to follow at The Nicholas Snow on Twitter. To receive promotional videos about upcoming broadcasts and to be invited to special hangouts, follow us on Google Plus. The snowstorm begins now. It's time for Nicholas Snow Live. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, having just drifted into the studio, Nicholas Snow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Nicholas Snow Live. We are live on January 29th, 2015, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But as most of my listeners know, many people listen to my shows after the fact. So whenever you're listening, welcome. In today's episode, Class Lilia drops by the Snowbiz Now studios to share news of Pause Retreats. That's P-O-Z Retreats at .com for more information. They're 4-day international gatherings of people who are either infected or affected by HIV/AIDS, who seek to enrich their lives through deeper insights, awareness, and connections to both the community and oneself. They learn physiological, psychological, and spiritual tools to help create healthier and more fulfilling lives while forging bonds and friendships with others who are dealing with HIV from different parts of the world. The program includes informational and instructional sessions, as well as exercises and participation by all the attendees, with attention given to the full mind-body-spirit connection. There's also plenty of time for social activities and relaxation. A variety of different techniques are used at the retreat, including meditation, transformational breath work, healing touch, and much, much more. If you happen to come across this episode before February 13th through 16th, 2015, the next Pause Retreat is in San Rafael, California, and you can find out everything about this and upcoming activities that Klass and his colleagues are involved with at pauseretreats.com, P-O-Z-R-E-T-R-E-A-T-S, pauseretreats.com. So Klass Lilia will be in the interview coming up a bit later in the show. But first, some important announcements and, as usual, our event spotlight.
I'm Nicholas Snow, and I'm living powerfully with HIV. I write about this in my memoir, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. The book is dedicated to the tens of millions of people in the world living with HIV, most of whom do not yet know their status, to everyone who fights for us, and to those who still fear us. From Hollywood to Bangkok to Bali and beyond, including Kuala Lumpur and Palm Springs, with profound expansion to Singapore, Mumbai, and throughout all of Asia, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, could easily be titled Eat, Pray, Disclose. Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, is available in paperback and for Kindle at Amazon.com and in paperback at LifePositiveBook.com. Remember, fight for the life and the world of your dreams until you have no life left in this world, for then you will have truly lived.
Imagine a world without HIV.
Imagine an AIDS-free generation.
Imagine helping to create it.
Imagine.
Imagine.
For more information about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit DesertAidsProject.org, search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or search for the very powerful hashtag ImagineNoAIDS.
Imagine.
Imagine.
And the next Deep Space Humanitarian Awards takes place February 7th, 2015. Check out DesertAidsProject.org for more information.
It's time for our event spotlight. Here he is, shining his global media spotlight on the events of the day, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, this show is going out live on January 29th, 2015. The events I'm about to share with you are coming up in weeks and months. If you happen to listen to this episode after these events have transpired, the most recent events I'm promoting are at NicholasSnowLive.com. Click on the event spotlight in the submenu, where you'll not only find out about the current events that I'm shining the spotlight on, but you can submit your events as well. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. So I'm based in Palm Springs, and therefore, even though I have a worldwide audience, I know about what's happening here in the desert. And I'm consistently promoting the events of the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, Palm Springs Pride, and Desert Business Association, their ongoing activities in all of these worthy organizations, which you can find in the event spotlight. February 7th, 2015 is the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, which you just heard about, which benefits Desert AIDS Project. They're a prime highlight of the desert community's social season. I will be on the red carpet with my good friend and periodic co-host, Kristen Johnson. For more information, visit DesertAidsProject.org. On Saturday, March 7th, a month later, it is time for the Red Dress Dress Red Party, benefiting the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. Who doesn't love a sassy red dress or a snappy red pantsuit? Whichever suits you, plan on getting all dolled up for the most fun dance party of the season. Proceeds benefit the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. Visit thecenterps.org. That's thecenterps.org for tickets. Saturday, March 14th, 2015 is the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit. That information is in the event spotlight as well, free, taking place in Palm Springs. And March 26th through the 30th, 2015, the American Documentary Film Festival, named one of the world's top 25 film festivals worth the entry fee by Movie Maker Magazine, and also by the same magazine called one of the world's five coolest documentary film festivals. Find more information in the event spotlight or go directly to AmericanDocumentaryFilmFestival.com. And I'm going to be back after this with Class Lilia, who's going to be telling us all about pause retreats that happen twice a year, engaging people affected or infected by HIV/AIDS from all over the world. I'll be back with Class, Class who has class, after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs. Housing case management, very unique in the nation, that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network, connecting the circuitry of humanity.
I want to especially thank my advertisers. Of course, you hear their commercials during the program, but for their contact information and links to their websites, and for information about how to advertise your business, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and look for the advertisers link in the main submenu.
Compelling, intriguing, a mover and shaker, cutting edge, ahead of their time, a groundbreaker, in the news, worthy of the spotlight, amazing, informative, creative, and maybe even controversial. It's time for The Interview on Nicholas Snow Live.
And as promised, coming up in about 1 minute, Class Lilia drops by the Snowbiz Now studios to share news of PAWS retreats, 4-day international gatherings of people who are either infected or affected by HIV/AIDS, to seek to enrich their lives through deeper insights, awareness, and connections to both the community and one's self. If you're listening to this episode before February 13th, 2015, you're in luck, because the very next PAWS retreat is in San Rafael, California on those dates. For the details of this and upcoming retreats, you can always go to pawsretreats.com, and PAWS is spelled P-O-Z. So without further ado, I'd love to welcome to the studios Class Lilia. Hi, Class. How's it going?
Hi, Nicholas. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to have a chance to talk to you more about this.
Well, you know, I've been speaking with you for years about coming on my show, and I'm really glad that we're finally working it out. So thank you for your patience.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I want to delve into what the retreats offer, but because we're coming up on a retreat, this is live on January 29th, and your next retreat is February 13th through the 16th, I'd love for you to share right up front the nuts and bolts about how people can attend.
Yes, we actually have plenty of space available, and what they can do is simply go to our website, and they can register, pay through PayPal there, or they can fill out a registration form and print it out and mail it in with a check if they want to. And also, a lot of people living with HIV also have limited financial means for various reasons. So we do have a scholarship program, and we're trying to be as generous as we possibly can to make sure that everybody who feels called to come and attend the retreats can do so. Needless to say, money is hard to come by, so there's only so much we can do, but we really try everything we can to make sure that anybody who reaches out to us, that we do what we can for them.
Well, that's wonderful, and that's a reminder for our listeners that even if you are not in a position to attend the retreat, or if you plan on attending a different retreat in the future, that there is still an opportunity for you to go to pawsretreats.com and make a contribution to the scholarship fund. So how did you personally, which I'm sure happened long before the retreats existed, how did you personally become engaged in empowering people infected and affected by HIV/AIDS?
It's a really good question. I was very inspired by becoming friends with and getting to know Sunny Rose from the Life Group LA. And I've done a lot of volunteering with her, and she runs an excellent program, the Pause Life Weekend, which she occasionally even takes out to Palm Springs. And I just had an idea one morning. I was actually taking a shower, and the idea of the retreat just hit me, and it felt like a lightning bolt, and I just knew I had to do this, and I stepped out of the shower. I didn't even dry myself off. I just went to the computer, and I started typing out the schedule and the whole layout and the program for the first retreat, and within a couple of days, everything was set up and organized. I found the venue right away, and it just had this magical flow to it, and that was 8 years ago, and we're still going.
Well, that sounds really, really fantastic. Now, I met you actually at the Life Group LA during one of their Pause Weekend. What do you call what's the official name of the weekend?
It's the Pause Life Weekend.
Yeah, the Pause Life Weekend. So they facilitated one of those events in Palm Springs. I met you there because you are a volunteer facilitator for some of what goes on.
Yes. Yes, I do a presentation during the weekend on mindfulness, presence, meditation, and practicing being fully present in oneself while being in contact with others, which is something that we don't encounter a lot in life.
Oh, certainly. And one important point I want to make is that you identified yourself as someone who participates in the Life Group LA, and I identified myself as someone who had attended. And so we both basically disclosed for ourselves our participation in that event, which is really important for our listeners to know that when you go to an event like that, and I'm sure your retreats as well, it's all about anonymity and safety. So what happens at the retreat stays at the retreat, and people who share their own experiences do not out other people who participate to create to preserve the sanctity and safety of the activity.
Yes, that's at the very foundation, and it's really necessary for the kind of work that we do, because when we start dropping our masks that we usually wear in life and we start revealing ourselves as we are, we become very vulnerable. And it's a very tender, loving, holding environment that is necessary for this to be possible. And the confidentiality is something that we're very strict about. And any photos that you see from our retreats only include people who have agreed to have their photos taken and be part of it. But we have relatively few photos from our activities because it's just not appropriate to take pictures during that. I know you had asked for some photos of the retreat before this interview, and it was kind of hard for me to find some.
Well, send me a nice handful of photos that really capture the intimacy and energy of the event. So thank you for that, and thank you to the people who have attended that like to share that experience in a public way.
Yes, and it's so amazing when you're at an event like this and you meet people from all walks of life who you would never meet otherwise, and within hours of starting the retreat, we already have this bond of this, it's like a brotherhood. It's called a brotherhood retreat. Now, the retreat that we have coming up in San Rafael, we're actually inviting people of all genders, all sexual orientations. There are no boundaries on who can attend. But the retreats that we've done in the past have been all for gay or bisexual men. And so as we're going through the retreat, these bonds just get deeper and deeper. And we're such a small group that you actually get to connect with everybody who is there. It's not like you get to know a few people and then feel like you're in some outside clique or some inside clique or anything like that. There's no such thing. It's like we're all in it together. And that is also something that's very important to me, because as human beings, I see us as all equals. We all have equal value, no matter what our skills are, what our education is, how much money we have, what background, what ethnicity, or whatever. We're all spiritual beings in human bodies trying to do our best here in the world.
Well, I really appreciate the work that you do, and I'm somewhat involved in similar activities. And one of the things, one of the reasons that I seek out opportunities like you facilitate is because I think it's particularly important for those of us who are activists and who are caretakers and who are sort of on the front line of a lot of different issues, that we take a step back and we allow ourselves to be loved and nurtured and cared for, and we reflect within to see what sort of healing we still need and what sort of empowerment we can allow in and therefore share.
Yes, the transformational process and the personal and spiritual growth never ends. It's an ever unfolding process, and leading these retreats, it's not something that I only do that. I work on myself throughout the entire year. I go to a lot of different workshops and retreats and continuously work on clarifying my own stuff and working through my own issues, because that's the only way that I can step in and lead this retreat with integrity, and which I feel is so important. And once I'm there, I am responsible for the safety and the well-being of everybody who is there. And I can't afford having my own stuff bubbling in the background or frustrations from whatever else might build up when you do this kind of work of helping others over time. You need to find outlets to work through everything for yourself also, because everything that we do impacts us, both positive and negative.
Certainly. The next scheduled retreat is February 13th through the 16th in San Rafael. This is one of the first retreats that you have done that is open to all genders and sexual orientations. And I just want to remind people that listen to this podcast after those dates, they should go to pauseretreats.com, pauseretreats.com. But since we are a few weeks leading up, at least 2 weeks before that event, I would love it if you would speak to this upcoming event and talk about 4 days are structured and unfold, and also talk about the retreat center itself, the destination for this great activity.
Yes. We're going to be in quite a magical building. It was actually originally built as a convent for Dominican nuns. So it has that old European Gothic architecture and style, and a lot of the decor is like that, with beautiful dark woods and carvings and so forth. And the retreat center hosts a lot of different spiritual retreats from all traditions. And it's just like a very powerful energy in the space itself that you can just feel as you walk in. San Rafael, for those who don't know, is just outside of San Francisco. It's about half an hour with a bus from the center of San Francisco. And it's up in Marin, just north of it, across the Golden Gate Bridge. The retreat center is very close to the center of the city, but at the same time, it's right next to a big park area with hiking trails and so forth. So you actually feel like you're secluded out in nature while you're there. And so we stay in the same building together. Everybody has very comfortable beds, comfortable rooms. It's not any camping or cabins or anything like that. We're quite well taken care of. The food is delicious, mostly organic, locally sourced, very well prepared, and they're very well known for their great food. And then all the programs are also happening in the same building. And we will do a lot of meditation work. And now, meditation is one of those words that's tricky to use because it can mean so many different things to different people. The kind of meditation that we do is really focused on helping people become more aware of their actual immediate experience in the present. If you think about it, our bodies have nerve endings throughout the body, taking in information and sending it to our brain constantly. It's a nonstop flow, and we filter out most of it. And with that, we're also filtering out most of our own experience. So the meditation that we do serves to help us become more sensitive and more open to our actual immediate experience. And that also helps to get a little bit more freedom from what we can call like issues or stuff that's going on that's typically lodged in our heads or our minds and things that bother us or things that weigh us down. When we connect to the present moment as it actually is in the moment, there's a space that opens up and then we can get a little bit more distance to the heavy stuff and we can look at it from a fresh perspective, which is the other part that comes in. We do what is called inquiry. We're looking at various aspects, and it all changes from retreat to retreat what we focus on. Since this particular retreat is happening over Valentine's Day, we are going to explore love, what love really is, and what real love feels like. And we're going to get an experience of authentic love. And when that actually happens, it's quite interesting. For most people, it is like a revelation of something that feels very real and very familiar, like it's something that they knew was there all the time, but they had given up hope or faith in that it would be there. So that will be something that we'll be working with. We also have a lot of time that's interactive, where we're connecting with each other, practicing, staying present in ourselves, and talking about the real things, the stuff that really, really matters to us, the things that we might be thinking about when we're going to bed at night or when we're by ourselves and we're wondering about what's the meaning of life? Why are we here? Who are we? And what do we really want? And what is it that gives me real, authentic satisfaction? And what am I afraid of? What am I trying to get away from? And all of it, whatever it is, we just welcome it and we hold it with love. And then we move into some other particular techniques that we use during the retreat as well. We do something which is called soulful transformational breathwork. And it is a very, I would say, magical experience. Some of your listeners probably have experienced some form of breath work. It might be holotropic breath work or transformational breath work or something else. But what happens in the breath work is that we go into a deeper state of relaxation and a deeper state of consciousness where our surface mind kind of relaxes and lets go, and we connect with what's underneath that, what's deeper, and what our soul really, really needs. And a lot of healing throughout the body, physical healing can happen, emotional healing, spiritual healing, mental healing. Whatever your soul needs at that time tends to be what comes to the foreground. Some people have visions of past life experiences. Some people have old memories from childhood that they had completely forgotten, that totally transforms how they view their lives and that they're living right now. Other people have felt the presence of others, loved ones who have passed on, who have come to visit them and reassured them about what they're doing in life is right and help them move forward with more confidence and love. And that is a deeply, deeply impacting experience, and everybody experiences it differently. And every time you do it, it's a different experience. So you can do breathwork sessions over and over again, and it will never be quite the same. And then we, as we open up that, we really look at where is everybody at and what is needed next. And we have a few different ways that we will go with the retreat after that, but it will really be determined by the needs of the people in the group at that time. Sometimes we work on healing touch, the importance of actually touching and being touched in a loving, non-sexual way. Our bodies crave and need touch, and our organisms need touch. And the right kind of touch we really don't get in everyday life unless we are very fortunate, and most people are not. And we also have another process where we're working with the kind of messages that every soul, when it comes into this world, needs to hear in order to feel safe and welcome into the world. So there's a particular process that we go through to help heal the kind of wounding that we all carry within us from those precognitive years when we had those moments when we didn't feel safe or we didn't feel loved or we didn't feel welcome. And our early childhood is filled with those. No matter how great our parents may have been, there will always be those moments where they weren't absolutely perfect. And some people may have had a very difficult early childhood, and there could be some trauma in there as well. And so if that comes up, we help them work through that and be with that. It is a highly individual process that happens in the togetherness and the safety of the family that we create with each other. And then we also, throughout the retreat, we have little breakout groups. And it becomes like a little family within the family where people get together to talk a little bit more in depth and process their experience and so forth. And so that's a little bit of a rundown of some of the things that go on. There's a lot more. We also have a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun and socializing and lightness. It's not just all deep, heavy work. There's a balance of both of that. But that's roughly a description of it.
It sounds really wonderful. I haven't done your retreat, but I have done similar retreats. And I commend you for participating in this type of work on your own behalf throughout the year. I know that I want and need more of it. And it's great that you're providing this opportunity. I'm going to take a 2-minute break, class, and when we come back, I would love for you to share general or even specific anecdotes, if you have the permission to do so, about feedback you've gotten in terms of how people's lives have changed because of the work that you're doing, insights they've had, what are common benefits are that people have fed back to you in your work. And because your work is so valuable, maybe there are some major donors that have given you permission to identify and celebrate them. Or even anonymously, you could talk about people that have supported the work and why. So I'll be back with Class Lilia with more about the pause retreats in the home stretch of our interview in just a moment. And I also just want to shout out, because it's appropriate for the theme of this show, that I'm going to wrap up the episode at the end of the interview by playing my own HIV testing, Safer Sex Awareness Anthem, The Power to Be Strong. The music video is viewable, subtitled in 20 languages at youtube.com/ The Power to Be Strong. So I'll be back with Class Lilia after this.
If you're one of my regular listeners, you've heard what's coming next, so thank you for your patience. But it's important for me to share the following information with my new listeners, so here goes. Since this podcast launched in early July 2012, it's been a big hit, listened to on average over 55,000 times a month, and surpassing almost 1.7 million downloads as of late December 2014. This means that sometime in the year 2015, I'll be able to truthfully proclaim that this podcast has had millions of listeners worldwide. Thank you for being one of them. Nicholas Snow Live features long-form interviews with fascinating, creative, and transformative people from all walks of life, as well as compelling event coverage and news of ongoing adventures in the world of travel and entertainment. This isn't changing, but what has changed is that I now put my listeners, that's you, and your viewpoints, in the spotlight at the beginning of virtually every new episode of the show, so we can discuss and reflect upon the hottest topics of the day. My show is about connecting the circuitry of humanity, and I want to be connected with you, and in turn, allow you to connect with my worldwide audience. I'm excited that in addition to the audio podcast, I'm now doing live video broadcast on my YouTube channel, and I'm inviting your participation via Google Plus Hangouts. To share your views with my audience, you need to know when I'm going on the air. So please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, YouTube, The Huffington Post, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, LinkedIn, Clout, and of course on iTunes. Simply go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the social networks link in the main submenu. You may also tweet me directly at TheNicholasSnow or like my page at Facebook.com/NicholasSnowLive. And now, on with the snow! Show. I want to especially thank my advertisers. Of course, you hear their commercials during the program, but for their contact information and links to their websites, and for information about how to advertise your business, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and look for the Advertisers link in the main submenu.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network, connecting the circuitry of humanity.
So I'm back for the home stretch of my interview with Class Lilia. Class, before the break, I was saying that I would love to hear from you regarding some of the feedback you get in terms of the value people have gotten from the retreats and how that has practically impacted their lives.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see the transformation that has happened for people. I'd say overall, the major effect that I see over and over again is that people give up some of their cynicism about life and they start feeling more loving, open, hopeful. It's that spirit of possibility is something that comes alive again in them. They also very often report back that their relationships are improved dramatically, and they start seeing people in a whole new way, and they see and experience themselves in a whole different way. One participant, for example, who was this very high-powered D.C. attorney, like White House-level kind of stuff, CIA stuff, and he was sharing coming back from the retreat and going into D.C., getting into a taxi, and started having a real human-to-human conversation with a cab driver, which was something that never, ever happened for him before. And his eyes were open, and he saw that he could actually relate with this person, and they had actually things in common. That kind of stuff has happened many times. Some guys who have been single for a very, very long time, very shortly after the retreat, have actually found themselves in relationships that have become very substantial. A few have even gotten married. Two guys who actually met at the retreat are now married, and they've been married for a few years. So there's a lot of heart opening in a way that I find very encouraging, because we do need a lot more heart in this world. And even though people know that, they want that, it's not so easy to actually go out and make happen in the world. And so this is a way to get kind of a support for just stepping out as yourself in a more loving way in the world.
Beautiful. Really beautiful. Now, I know that it's a philanthropic effort, that you put a lot of your own time and money into the event. It's not a for-profit endeavor, and that there's opportunities for people to give back or even simply give if they haven't attended. And I'm wondering if you could talk about, in general or specifically, some of the support you've received and what motivated the givers to help you do the work that you're doing.
Yeah, there have been some very kind and generous individuals who have made donations. Unfortunately, I have to admit that this part of the work is really my weak spot, and so we're not as effective in fundraising as we probably should be. Which makes this a really precarious venture every time we're doing it. So if anybody's listening and they are able to do something to help us with that, we would welcome them with open arms, because that is an area where I think we're a little bit behind of where we ought to be.
Has there been a particular angel donor that you can celebrate, or is there anything more you can say to identify the sorts of types of people that have stepped up?
We don't have any like big, large amount donors, but we've had individuals donating generously, but I don't think we've gotten more than a couple hundred dollars from any single source.
Well, I would love to challenge my listeners to break those records. A lot of people that listen to my show can, so please help empower this this great work. Just to review, all of the retreats are identified and available at pauseretreats.com, POZretreats.com. If you're hearing this broadcast before February 13th, 2015, you're in luck. The next retreat is that weekend in San Rafael, California. Is there anything, class, that you would like to add that we haven't spoken about yet?
Yeah, I'd like to add a little bit about the co-facilitators who have worked with me over the years, who have brought so much of their own time and passion and even money. There's one donor I would single out who was my co-facilitator 1 year, Dr. Michael Picucci, who is a very highly respected author and researcher, and he is the creator of Focalizing, which is a method of inner work and a therapeutic method. He's been tremendous early on. The first few years, I worked with Alfred Hurst, who is a therapist from London, and he is involved with running a beautiful organization in the UK called Loving Men. And if you want to learn about them, it's lovingmen.org. They put on retreats twice a year. I think they do a New Year's retreat in Scotland, and then they have a summer retreat in England. I have had now for the past 3 years with me Juan Wolf, who is a tremendous breathwork facilitator, and I'm really excited about this retreat coming up in California, because I'm having two new people come in, Marcus Thorndike, who is an extraordinary human being and a breathwork facilitator, and has a lot of experience in this field and has been in this healing world for many, many years. And also Clint Steinhauser is a local Kundalini yoga teacher here in LA who volunteers at Being Alive, which is another really good organization serving the HIV positive population. And he is going to come in and do his yoga every morning before breakfast for those who wake up early enough to go to that. But it's a wonderful way to wake up your system in the morning and start the day really fresh. So I'm really excited about all these people. And we had a different yoga facilitator the first few years. I need to mention him also, Rudra Scott Lehman, who just brought this tremendous amount of heart and passion to it. So the people who have helped me in those ways, I cannot thank them enough.
Well, congratulations. I really admire you for the work that you do. It's what allowed me to meet you to begin with. And, you know, my personal mission statement is to honor and express my creativity in a way that makes a difference. I'm pretty good at that. Where I really need help is opening up and being more vulnerable and letting love and other people more closely and intimately in my life. So I really appreciate people like you who help facilitate processes like this. So thank you.
Oh, no. And thank you for doing the work that you do. And I do hope you can come and join us at one of our retreats soon. It would be lovely to have you there.
I will add that to my bucket list, and I appreciate it once again. Do you have any final thoughts for the interview today?
Well, I just want to extend the invitation for people who can or have just the slightest little inkling or the faintest little desire to come to the retreat in California now, even if it seems almost impossible, to trust that little impulse and go for it and come and allow yourself to have whatever it is that is there for your soul to experience at this time. We really welcome you with open arms. If money is an issue for you, talk to me. I'll do whatever I can to make it possible for you to be there, because you matter. No matter who you are, no matter where you are hearing this, just know that you matter. Your life matters, and I care about you, and I want to support you and serve you.
That's beautifully stated. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's pozretreats.com, P-O-Z-retreats.com. I've been speaking with the founder of the retreats, Klaas Lilia. He's a great guy. Support his work. His final remarks are really in keeping with a key message of my HIV testing Safer Sex Awareness Anthem called The Power to Be Strong. I'm going to play it to wrap up the show. You can view and share the music video subtitled in 20 languages at youtube.com/thepowertobestrong. And if you want to find out how that song even came into being, check out my memoir, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. Thank you so much for listening. I love and appreciate you for who you are in the world.
I'm Nicholas Snow, and I'm living powerfully with HIV. I write about this in my memoir, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. The book is dedicated to the tens of millions of people in the world living with HIV, most of whom do not yet know their status, to everyone who fights for us, and to those who still fear us. From Hollywood to Bangkok to Bali and beyond, including Kuala Lumpur and Palm Springs, with profound expansion to Singapore, Mumbai, and throughout all of Asia, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, could easily be titled Eat, Pray, Disclose. Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, is available in paperback and for Kindle at Amazon.com and in paperback at LifePositiveBook.com. Remember, fight for the life and the world of your dreams until you have no life left in this world, for then you will have truly lived.
You have been listening to Nicholas Snow Live, produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. To be alerted of new episodes moments before we go on the air, be sure to follow @TheNicholasSnow on Twitter. To receive promotional videos about upcoming broadcasts and to be invited to special hangouts, follow us on Google Plus, linked prominently at NicholasSnowLive.com, where you'll also find the archive of all of our episodes. That's NicholasSnowLive.com. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We're honored by your presence.